Now, I don't know whether I've ever heard people say that or whether I've just read it. And I know it's very common in England. I think they have far more wardrobes than they do built-in closets.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the bedroom, do you have any special names for maybe a little alcove, might have a bed in it?
No, I don't.
A recessed place?
No.
Okay. And things that people have over the windows to keep the light out. We'll
yes.
Say that thing on rollers there that you would pull down, what would you call that?
Shade.
And the material, the cloth material or whatever?
The flimsy things that just hang there are the curtains.
Okay. What about, I don't guess you have them, but some people have these slatted things that are adjustable, usually white.
They're upstairs, they're not down here. Those are Venetian blinds.
And you've already mentioned this, the place at the top of the house, right underneath the top, where you might store things.
The attic.
And the room that you cook in.
Kitchen.
Have you ever seen one around here that wasn't part of the main house, but away from it?
No, I never have.
Have any idea what those might be called?
I have no idea.
Okay. And a little room off the kitchen where you might keep canned goods and extra dishes, that kind of thing.
I would say pantry, though I don't have one.
Would that necessarily be a room in itself, or could you call anything else a pantry?
I think it could be a section of a room. Maybe, as you say, a little alcove.
And old worthless things that you don't need anymore. You say you have a lot of...
Junk. I do have a lot of junk.
Right.
And I can't quite bring myself to throw away.
And the place where you might keep all that.
I would probably say junk room.
And what would you call yourself doing in the morning if you move around and maybe straighten up something?
I'm doing well to move around in the morning, much less straighten anything up. No, I would say I'm cleaning up the house.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the housework.
Yeah. Do you ever say straightening up or picking up the house?
I might say straightening up.
It would mean the same thing, though.
Well, cleaning up, I think, implies that you're doing something to get the dirt or the dust off, whereas straightening up would be just putting things in order.
Cleaning up more of a major undertaking, I guess.
Yes, although there's never anything major when I do it.
And when you're cleaning up something that you probably sweep with?
Broom.
And if you couldn't find it, it might be...
Behind the door.
Okay. Well, say if I were...
It could be anywhere in this house.
Yeah, if I were in the backyard and somebody was looking for me in relation to the house, you'd say I was...
In the yard.
Would you ever say he's back of the house?
No, I would say he's in the backyard.
Okay. And when you're like me, all your dirty clothes accumulate, you have to do what?
You have to wash them.
Any term that might be used other than a kind of comprehensive term? You say you have to do your...
Well, I say I have to do the laundry. But by that, I don't mean anything comprehensive. All that I mean is that I'm going to carry my clothes to the laundromat and use the automatic washer and the automatic dryer. And that's doing the laundry to me. Ironing is a separate part of the operation. As far as I'm concerned, it's not really part of the laundry.
Are you familiar with maybe different chores that people did on certain days of the week?
Not really.
Have any idea about
no.
that?
No. Okay. I don't think my mother had it compartmentalized that way.
Okay. In this area that a lot of people have right in front of the house, you might have some chairs or swings.
Porch.
Can
well, when I was a child, just this is a pronunciation thing, poetch was all I ever heard, and I was very surprised on learning how to spell that word that it had an R in it.